let's ask the question now. Why do people run for office? Sometimes it's out of genuine need to make a difference. Sometimes it's pure ego. Let's face it. Politics, especially here in Alaska, draws an interesting collection of personalities. I do think that politics in Alaska is incredibly unique. But whatever reason a candidate wants to run, every candidate needs to know the rules of the game, which is all spelled out for candidates in an upcoming workshop being organized by the Juneau chapter of the League of Women Voters. Joining us now, two members of the organizing committee for this workshop, Peggy Cowan, who's a League of Women Voters Juneau board member, and Kristen Bartlett, who's the chief of staff for the Juneau School District. Thanks to both of you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy.
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Thank you. We're here.
Hi,
Thank
Peggy. You. Good to see you both on Zoom, via Zoom here. So let's talk about this. I've known a couple of different people who actually are serving on in different political capacities now, who started off their political career by deciding to take a workshop. And so tell me why a workshop on running for office?
This workshop in particular is for people who are interested in running for local office. So it's school board and assembly members. And that is and I do think when we're looking at, you know, who's there and what they want to do, that the people who really do want to serve their community, you know, are in those local offices. But many of them may have had other committee experiences and other volunteer experiences, but they aren't, as you pointed out, familiar with the rules or, you know, sort of how to enter the process. And the League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan political organization that encourages the informed and active participation of citizens in government. And one of its roles is voter service and citizen education. And so the League coordinates this workshop for that role and partners with the CBHJ Clerk's Office, Juneau Public Libraries, Friends of the Public Libraries, and the Juneau School District to put this on so that people don't have barriers to participation and don't feel like they don't know enough or don't know the right people or don't know the right things, so that they can access and serve if they'd like.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that, because it seems like the first step for many people that get involved in political careers or just get involved politically is on a school board or an assembly. But sometimes those are almost, you know, at a higher level, people can get a little insulated by staff. They get, you know, they get sort of taken along the journey of how to become a legislator, that sort of thing, without maybe knowing all the rules. But doesn't seem there's as much of that when you get in these very smaller local, hyper-local organizations. So I think knowing the rules, knowing and feeling like you're not being intimidated by not knowing certain rules is all the more important for these very local boards and assemblies.
Yep, this workshop is designed to take the mystery out of all of that. And the League of Women Voters, about 8 years ago, put together this committee just to encourage more people to get involved, whether they're interested in running or interested in helping someone that they think would be a good candidate. And so this year, it's going to be Saturday, June 25th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the CBJ Assembly Chambers at City Hall. So you can see where the work is actually done. You can meet current members of the assembly and the school board, talk to past public officials and past campaign members, and learn a lot about what the steps are to decide to run for office, prepare yourself, maybe try one of the CBJ boards or commissions to start getting a feel for what it's like to serve your community on a team like that, and learn, you know, exactly what these jobs are. What is it like to be a school board member? What is it like to be an assembly member or the mayor? What are the legal requirements? What kind of forms and deadlines are there? What does your treasurer need to know? All of these things that people might seem overwhelming, we break it all down, talk about, you know, the steps that you need to take. And then in the end, you get a toolkit so you can walk away with something that you can use going forward.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you started listing that, it did all of a sudden you kind of feel the intimidation come on, you know, there's so much to know. But what are some of the common misperceptions that you see in these workshops about from the people who attend? What are some of the things that they either feel are barriers that really aren't barriers or other misperceptions?
Well, I think some people are very intimidated by the whole idea of campaigning. And, you know, campaigning in a local election in your community, it really people, you know, I think for a large part, they really enjoy going out and meeting lots of different groups and organizations in the community and finding out what their issues are and what they're interested in. And it really gives people a better idea of the community that they live in. And I have to say that a lot of people think it's pretty fun. I know that people don't think campaigning is fun, but I think a lot of people think that, you know, once they get into it, it is pretty interesting to meet new people in the community that you live in.
Do you think that right now it feels like we're in a time of kind of a heightened political polarization, heightened political rhetoric? Do you think that that is something that people are concerned about when they think about running for office? I guess I'll ask you, Peggy, that question.
Yeah, I think, I mean, they may be, but I think they, that's one of the great things about these, both of these bodies. These bodies are nonpartisan by definition, by, you know, rule. I mean, they people don't run as a Democrat or Republican or a Libertarian or an Independent or anything else. They, you know, they run as a community member. So, so I think they're certainly dealing with issues that can be divisive and polarized, but they are not dealing with them on a partisan basis. And in my experience in watching them through the years, and, you know, one of the great things is that they're, as you said, one of the things about this polarization is this certain groups always are with together on this, and then the other opposed to another group on this, you know, I mean, at the counterpoint. Whereas here, it's really, in my observation, both the assembly and the school board, they're issue oriented. You know, certain people could be vote together on one issue and they disagree respectfully and vote in a different manner from that same person on another one. And so it is, to me, in my experience, much more issue oriented.
Yeah.
And
it's a small body, so, too. You know, they're both small, you know, relatively small bodies. So it's, you end up having to see people face to face, work with people, even if you're on opposite sides of a particular issue.
Yeah, and you've got to go to Fred Meyer's or any other store. Sorry, yeah. But I'm trying to advertise. But you know what I mean. So you're going to run into people.
That's the produce section of Foodland is the place. That's
right,
that's the spot.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So you are going to run into people, and you're going to have face recognition, and you, you know, and so you need to be responsible and respectful. Because you are going to live here, you know what I mean? And the people who serve want to live here and want to serve the community, make it a better place to live. That's why they want to be on it. And so they're, there's a lot of teaming and problem solving on these bodies. And you were talking about the misconceptions. I don't think it's a misconception, but I think it's a fear, some of the legal requirements. And so that is always a panel that is somewhat dry, usually, but is appreciated because the panelists walk people through, you know, how not to get in trouble, you know, and that people don't get in trouble that much. But these are the steps you have to make sure you fill out these forms and do these things.
And that gets into things like fundraising and those kinds of things as well.
Yeah, fundraising, exactly. That's a big part of it. We have a former campaign treasurer who is going to talk about, campaign donations, how to report them, when to report them, you know, those kind of things, the APOC requirements and that, and you know, and how to sign up. And yep, those are always part of it.
Yeah, you talked about fundraising. I think that is another thing that people come into the idea of running, and they're a little intimidated by having to ask people for money. And a lot of people on these panels say that, you know, they were surprised that people were pretty eager to support them, and it wasn't as hard as they thought. So, you know, sometimes they would say that they were surprised that, you know, people would donate money to them without even being asked. So
I think it seems to me like Juneau's a fairly politically astute town. Like, I can't think you've lived in Juneau for very long and haven't been asked at some point. You know, I mean, you kind of know the deal, right? Like, okay, well, if I'm going to support a person, I probably ought to put my money where my mouth is, that sort of thing. So it doesn't surprise me that you say that people are sort of come forward with their checkbooks almost, you know, when you're talking to political candidates. I was going to ask you, go ahead. Go ahead, Peggy.
No. Yeah, campaign signs cost money. You know what I mean? The mailers cost money. You know what I mean? And again, you don't have to break the bank, but yeah, they need support. Yep.
Yeah, these kind of things, small amounts of money make a big difference. It's not, you know, these campaigns can be run on hundreds of dollars, really, and can be effective. So it's kind of cool because it really is, when you talk about grassroots politics, this is really where it starts.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know, thanks so much for joining us. Again, this the workshop's being held Saturday, June 25th. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So it's a good half day seminar here. You're going to get deep into the issues here.
And lunch.
And lunch. Is lunch included?
Lunch is included for free.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks to the Friends of the Juneau Public Library. So yes. Credit where credit is due.
Okay.
Many of us are supporting, you know, democracy. Right.
Very good.
But in order to get to lunch and to get to that work packet and the toolkit that Kristen talked about, you do need to pre-register. We will welcome people who walk in that day. So we know that you're coming. So we have the handouts for you. So we have a lunch for you. You need to... The easiest thing would probably be just simply to search on Juneau League of Women Voters, but the website is JunoLWV.org, and you can sign up there until June 16th.
Great. So until June 16th, just Google Juneau League of Women Voters workshop, and you'll find this workshop as on there very clearly on the website. And how much does it cost?
It's free.
It's free. Wow. See, that's the
question. There is such a thing as a free lunch.
It's a free lunch. Oh, my goodness. Who could turn this down? Plus, you learn about all these things. Do you guys go over the one thing that always gets me is the rules of the meeting. The meeting rules.
Like Robert's rules.
Yeah.
That is not in detail, but again, the jobs of the assembly and the school board members are done. And so in terms of participation in meetings and, you know, and following some of those rules. And the other thing I want to wave the flag for are the panelists. The panelists are former and current assembly members and school board members and city staff and deputy and city managers this year, deputy city managers, superintendent. They are very knowledgeable and they are so gracious in giving of their time, you know, to help others run. And often people who are running this year and who have been successful in the past, you know, they come just to get brushed up. And so they also often chime in and give their 2 cents worth from their experience.
Sure.
So there's the formal panelists, but there's also the participants. And it's just a great group and, you know, to learn from. And who are eager to help their fellow citizens.
Well, great. It sounds like a great workshop. Peggy Cowan and Kristen Bartlett on the organizing committee for How to Run for Local Office. The workshop's happening on June 25th from 9 to 2, and you can register until June 16th by Googling League of Women Voters, Juneau League of Women Voters workshop, and you'll find all the information you need to find out. Peggy and Kristen, thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy.
Okay, great to see
you. Appreciate
you
having us. Take care.
Okay, thank you.